Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, now Saturdays at 12 noon Eastern Time, and that's 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 Mountain Time. And today I'm doing a simultaneous Instagram Live for those who want to just watch, and there I'll be on broadcast for the first half hour. In order to listen to the whole show, you have to connect to Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com. Let's Ask the Angels. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I am an angel intuitive, also a life coach. And I've studied with Doreen Virtue, Radley Valentine, and Diana Cooper, Tim Wild, to name a few. And then my area of life coaching comes from Landmark Education mostly. I have studied there for almost 30 years and taken a lot of courses in personal development. And I'm going to really say that combining both the spiritual and the practical has made a huge difference in my life. Behind me is one of my paintings. So oftentimes I use my own creativity and work to be just part of who I am and share that part of myself. And I am wearing this special shirt today for the Women's March. And for those of you who are out there today, really my heart and my spirit is with you. Each week, I share the upcoming weekly messages, a short topic, and then also I take your calls. Right now, I'm not going to be able to take too many messages from my Instagram Live, mostly from the radio show here on the computer is what I'm going to be directing from. And I may go on in Facebook Live later on today for giving free angel messages. And an announcement: in April, I'll be at the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown giving a 45-minute talk workshop on co-creating an extraordinary life with the angels. And also, I'll be at my table sharing information and giving mini readings there. I am available for one-on-one coaching via Skype, FaceTime, and phone, and here in the New York City area in person in the Murray Hill area. All right, so let's start. The topic today was following your bliss easier than to not to. And I hope that makes sense. The main thing I was thinking about, you know, a lot of people were saying to me, it's great that you follow your bliss. Well, you know, following your bliss is great and it's not always easy. But that's the best part. One of the things that I found is that to live life, you have two choices. You can follow your dreams, follow your passions, and it's going to take something. You're going to feel alive. You're going to feel a lot of feelings. Now, if you choose not to, and you choose to follow a safer path, and there's no judgments, we all have free will, not following your bliss, like not listening to your heart, going to live a life where you're really in a lot of fear, which most of us were brought up to do. You know, safety, security, be careful. Don't take any risks. Don't waste money. You know, the list. And never become an artist, because why would you want to suffer and struggle all your life? I can attest that after 20, 30 years of following my bliss, I'll be 64 in a couple of weeks. What I can say, you are fully alive. You probably have great health, which is what I do. And I'm not waiting for somebody else to give me my pension. You know, I get to dictate the rules. So what I found is that, no, I may not have the stuff as some of my relatives and friends who thought following my passion or following a passion of being an artist was ridiculous. On the one hand, I live a life of being fully alive, fully facing my challenges, fully facing my fears. And in the end, that is enlivening. So to choose and follow your bliss, some of the things you're going to get is perhaps you'll reach your destination. And maybe you won't, but you will go through the process. And that process is so much more enlivening than not. You know, following your bliss is you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. People are going to talk about you. You're going to get a lot of flack. You're going to get a lot of, you know, looks. But you get to experience the fullness of being alive. But once again, you're going to have better health because you are following your own bliss. Those who don't tend to live in not only fear, but sadness, jealousy, envy. And 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, do that for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, do that for your whole life. Never risk failure. Never risk somebody talking about you. At the end, what do you have? You know, you may have that pension. You may have that thing that you were holding on so desperately because you thought if I followed the straight and narrow and did what everybody else told me to do, that I would get the prize. And what I've seen, I can attest to in my life, like I told you my age, is that at the end of the moment where one retires and or is waiting for that day that they don't have to do that job that they don't really love, but they do it for the paycheck. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I have noticed time and time and again, major health issues with these people, major. And I'm talking heart disease, you know, joint problems, all kinds of issues. And can you be healthy and happy and follow, you know, and do the, and not follow your bliss? I don't think so. So following your bliss is easier because you will reap more rewards. Will you feel uncomfortable? Absolutely. Absolutely. Will you feel alive? Absolutely. Will you feel excited? Absolutely. Will you feel let down? Absolutely. So see the pattern here? You're going to feel fully alive as a human being. And the other way is you're going to be a good soldier, robot. You're going to be a good follower. And there's nothing wrong with that also. But for many of us, we have a dream. And that dream can scare the daylights out of us. And I'm still going after my dream as an artist. I'm still going after my dream as mostly an artist. But there's some other things that happened this year that are exciting me. Instead of me telling myself it's too late, why start wanting to write music at age 64? Why? Who do you think you are that you could perform again? You know, as an actor, you know, so many things that we can tell ourselves that it's too late. And especially after the age, I mean, I think there are people who say that 50 is really old. Well, most of you who are listening, you may not be age 50 yet, but age 49 is kind of scary because you're approaching that midlife point, because many of us think 50 is midlife, not 30. You know, many of us know that we could live to 100 these days, even 120. Yeah, you heard it from my mouth. You know, we take care of ourselves, and especially if you follow your bliss, because when you follow your bliss, you're happier. You take care of yourself. And mind you again, you may not have that huge big screen TV in your living room or the big house or the car or just so many things. But what you have is connection to your spirit, connection to your soul, whether it's your personal business. I know a lot of artists do this. You have satisfaction. So following your bliss actually feeds you more than not to. You know, there are so many books and workshops and seminars about how to follow your bliss, how to find your bliss. You know, bliss meaning that which really makes you happy, that which really lights you up. And the truth is, we kind of know what it is already. We're just afraid to do it. So why does working with the angels, connecting with the angels, my show, Let's Ask the Angels, have to do with all of this? When we work with the angels, they, on a daily basis, alleviate a lot of the stress and anxiety. You're going to always have fear and anxiety and judgments and criticisms, but working with the angels, the ascended masters, special guides can help kind of wash away most of it. so that you can move forward and take action. And that's the main thing for following your bliss, is taking action. And for many people, what we do as human beings is avoid, procrastinate, blame, judge. So we're paralyzed. We don't take any actions towards following our bliss. So when we work with the angels and we ask them on a daily basis, what is the next right step I could take? And then listen and learn how to watch and look for messages. We are in a personal dance, a personal relationship with our coaches. And you can have a live coach like me or a teacher, counselor, who can be very helpful also. But what I'm getting to the point here is that you don't do it alone. So your bliss, your desire is something that's been granted to you and me from God, universe, higher power, angels. So that wonderful idea that we have has been to us. It's not just there accidentally. It's not an accident that you have this calling to want to do something. It's not an accident. And many of us harbor, hold, keep that idea in our heart for many, many, many years. And that can include wanting to be in a relationship. So the angels help us by working on our subtle energies, our abilities, our intuition, helping us get into balancing the left and the right brain so that we're not just operating from our mind, learning how to listen from our heart, having a nice balance between the two. You don't want to be listening more from one chakra to another. They help us. One may call it love, God's love. One may call it higher consciousness. What I know is that I always used it in my life, but I never really talked about it. So this is something that came to me a few years ago when I had had a mammogram that needed a second opinion, and I got scared. I was afraid of perhaps having cancer. I mean, that's something that could be very frightening for anyone. And what I did is I worked with the angels. They allowed me to help take the anxiety and stress through visualization, a process that takes seconds to alleviate the stress and anxiety on a daily basis. And by doing so, I actually only felt that terror for a few seconds. So that's what I did. And in following my bliss, one of my things about wanting to live a blissful life is to feel good. I mean, many of my callers are people who have health conditions, or the anxiety of living life is so difficult. It's so paralyzing. It can be so heavy. So there are practices that I've learned along my way that I like to share with people. They're not the only ones, but all of us can use some practices that don't include a six-pack of Heineken and cognac, which was my practice back in my 20s. You know, it's like that helped me relax. And thank goodness what I saw was that it was also, for me, diminishing my creativity. What really enhances me, helps me follow my bliss, is being healthy. And it's something that I found by accident, mostly because I was so sensitive. And, you know, for many of you who are sensitive, don't let people and don't let yourself be thinking that it's a bad thing. You know, there are people who say, well, you know, you're so sensitive, you need to just get stronger. Well, maybe we do. We do need to develop a thicker skin, but we also need to honor that, you know, maybe alcohol just doesn't work for us. I know I can smell a cigarette a mile away. Forget about when they're going to allow marijuana. I don't know where I'm going to walk. And hopefully, you know, anyway, that's a whole nother story. But what I'm saying is that I've learned to embrace my sensitivity, which I help others do. And by doing that, you are more in touch. You have more integrity. There are things that you find out that, no, maybe you can't eat certain things because they really throw your concentration and focus off. Yes, our food affects our brain. So there are practices that we can do. Following our bliss is easier because you are going to reap the rewards of personal satisfaction. Yes, even when you fail. But that joy of getting up and trying again, the joy of living, the joy of being, you know, really playing in the world, being in the world, is so different than being on your couch, watching a TV show, watching other people going after their dreams. Yeah. And at any given moment, you can start over. like I said, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say it may turn people off, but I'll be 64. I can't even fathom it. You know, it's like I feel creatively like 19. And so I have a whole new set of, you know, paintings I want to do. There are other projects with performance I want to do. And we all have genius in ourselves. That was the two words that I spoke about last week in my show that the angel told me to share with you. And it's not the stable genius that was in the news. You know, I came, the angels came to me first with the word genius. We all have something that we love passionately. And that's part of our genius. That's part of something that we were born to do. We practiced in many lifetimes to do. So it comes to us almost effortlessly. And it could be cooking. It could be writing. It could be speaking. It could be caring for someone. It could be so many things. But we all have that genius. And this is the year to like connect with that. And then be in exaltation. That's the second word. Exaltation. That's a pretty big word. Be in the state of complete ecstasy with what's going on in the world. Yeah. Even with what's happening all around us. When we can learn to set aside distractions, it's not always easy, but the angels help us with that. Stay focused with connecting with our genius and allowing ourselves to be in the state of exaltation. So much can happen. One, you're going to connect to your peace in a way that you never knew. So following your bliss is easier in the end. In the beginning, it may feel easier to avoid, procrastinate, do nothing because you don't risk anything. You're not going to lose any money. You're not going to get any criticism. You're just going to be quietly living in your box. And basically, it is almost like death. So being alive is easier than being dead, though many people, and it's not a judgment thing, we are so programmed to not make a fuss, not stand out, not rock the boat, not go against the stream, you know, go against how we were brought up. We're just not, it just doesn't happen. So what we're going to do is take a moment and say, do I want to follow my bliss or not? And with the angel's help, it's a lot easier. They throw breadcrumbs, not real breadcrumbs, but they throw you messages. They give you support. And you will find the right counselor, teacher, course to also support you. You'll find a group of people who are doing the same thing. That's another thing. Look at who you're hanging out with. Are those people going after their dreams, following their bliss? If they're not, and it's something you want, all you have to do is, yeah, you kind of have to like go in a different direction. You got to take a look at people, places, and things. And by doing so with rigorous honesty, you begin to carve out your own path. And in the end, there's so much more energy and aliveness that comes from following your bliss. That's why it's easier than to not to. All right, I think I've got my point across. So now I'm going to talk about the upcoming weekly messages. And these messages are today, they're from the Oracle, Energy Oracle cards by Sandra Ann Taylor. The pictures of them are here on the Blog Talk page and also will be on my website. If you want to follow me at my website at BCalvano Coaching, I send out an email each week and you're going to get a synopsis of the radio show and a download so you can click on and listen to it. So the very first card is here we have Fifth Chakra, Archangel Gabriel. And basically what he's saying is self-expression and speaking your truth. So it kind of coincides with what my topic is about. Gabriel helps us find the right words. It helps us connect with our throat chakra. How many of us are afraid of speaking up, telling our truth, whether in your personal relationship, in your family, in your work, and you speaking up between you and yourself, saying, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I really want to do this thing. Am I going to spend one more year just watching it from a side? Gabriel's helping us right now to connect us with that truth. And so that's what I was talking about. I don't think I really need to go into these notes other than he's saying, I am free to express myself in every way. So Gabriel's going to help you if you're a speaker, if you're an artist, if you want to create something, if you have to find, and for mostly finding the right words. Yes, you can take a moment and say, help me find the right words to talk about this issue with my loved ones. Help me find the right words. And you may not get the answer right away. If you've been following me for a few years, you know how the angels work. They will give you, you may receive the information via an email someone else sends. You may see the message across a bus. I did a health coaching session with someone who had some real issues with her energy and all. And when I was done with the session, I saw a truck that moved across my window and it said, happy and healthy. And I knew she was on her way, but I just had to reassure her to that she needed to keep doing what she was doing and to embrace the small miracles that were happening along the way. Don't be so focused on the outcome and result versus really enjoying the moment, enjoying the progress, enjoying today exactly where you're at with your health, with your money, with your relationship. So Gabriel is with us to do that. And then we have the magician and the mirror. And what the magician is telling us right now is that we have complete ability, complete connection to all of our power, all of our magic. And really, it's about us owning it. And one of the things that could be happening is that we could be missing the opportunity. Yeah, there are going to be times when you're going to miss the opportunity. Will that opportunity come again? I don't know. Now, that's something for us to think about. Many of us get a chance to maybe move on our project. Or maybe tonight you get an invitation and you want to meet someone. You want to meet a new person for a relationship. But you hesitate. You hesitate one more time. That one time could have been the time that the person that you're supposed to meet is supposed to be there. And they're looking for you, but you're not there. And that's the same way with opportunity. Knowing and feeling that there's an opportunity means it exists. That's it. It exists. So there's a tremendous amount of magic all around. And I say the word magic as possibilities. If you pray, if you have in your heart in earnest that you want something, you have a desire, know that that has been heard by God, the angels, your higher power. It is then only a matter of you being awake with all of your senses, not just your mind, not just your heart, both. So when you made your prayer, you've asked for something, then you listen. Again, you may hear audibly, just like I'm talking to you, you may hear a message or through a friend, or you'll have a thought or you'll have a feeling. You'll have a feeling like, I just got to go there today. I just need to write that letter. I just need to make that call. And you do it. And you start practicing following your intuition. That is your intuition. So I have all the power I need to create the destiny I desire. Magic happens when I live in consciousness and my eternal truth. And then the third card is patience. That is the word. That is something that we all have difficulty with sometimes. And here it talks about peaceful presence, letting go of desperation. Desperation. So that's those moments where you feel like it's just not going to happen. Oh, I've already tried 2 times. I've tried 20 times. You know, I'm reading a book right now, which is probably one of the best books I have ever read. And I have probably hundreds of books on self-help and things. And it's called The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield. And this, all I got to say is that if you are creating anything, you don't have to be creating art or be a writer to gain value from this book. But the main thing it talks about is this. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a real battle going after creating something in this world. And I'm not talking about guns and blood. I'm talking about you're going to have to face your ego every second. You're going to have to face your desperation of wanting something now and being pissed off. And when we work with the angels, we work, and he talks about angels in the book too. When we talk about the special guidance that's available, they get on our side. They really help us. Again, this is something that many artists know. Many people know secretly, but they're not going to get on a radio show and they're not going to talk about angels, angels that help them finish a marathon, or angels that help them get through a divorce or stay in a marriage where it's possibly going for a divorce. You know, there's so many things, but it's going to be hard because it is the natural, it is the nature of creation to break through something. Now, hard doesn't mean hard all the time. It's like a process. Like when I go to the gym or I take a very hard yoga class, which I've been doing, and I take several a week, but this one class, I'm literally sore for 1 week. Why would I put myself through something like that? Why would I put myself through something where my arms are so sore, my hips, I could barely walk? Because I grow each time. So I push myself to the edge. So the angels say, and I also agree, concur, don't be afraid to push yourself to the edge. You know, as long as you're healthy, you're not going to go run a marathon if you've just had a heart attack. But allow yourself to be pushed to the edge of uncomfortability. Yes, angels appear to be soft and fluffy, but they're all about mastery. They're all about us having our complete strength and power. You know, this universe is not a light, fluffy cloud. Look at all the actions. Look at everything that it takes to constitute Earth and the planetary system. Everything. Immense power. We all have that. We all have that. And it's a matter of practicing, of connecting on a daily basis, and finding out our own balance, imbalances. It's a beautiful process. Does it take work? I would really say is that it takes awareness, awakeness, being awake, being aware, living an awakened life. That's what gives me my health at my age, my creativity. You know, that's what sustains me. That's what I teach my clients. So it's really about living a conscious and aware life. No, I am not a complete vegan. No, I don't do yoga every day. But for the most part, I have some practices that sustain and carry me. And the number one thing I do is I connect with God and my angels. And there are meditations and clearing videos on my YouTube video, which is Be Kid Calvano, if you want to go through a complete clearing. And sometimes I do them on my radio show. But learning to clear yourself of the energies, the lower energies of anger, stress, anxiety, and fear on a daily basis. And again, I'm not going to say that we're going to walk around completely fearless. Absolutely not. It's kind of like a wash so that you are connected to your power that allows you to move forward. And as long as you're alive, you're going to have fear, because basically that's how we survive. But it means that you are allowed, you, for the most part, take away energies that may thwart or stop you from creating without having to take on 3 cups of coffee or 5 cups of coffee, which is what I used to do to get my energy. Now I don't drink coffee and I'm able to connect with the energy of the universe. If you would have told me that before, I would have said, you're crazy. You know, my coffee is what, you know, coffee works. And for me, what I found out, something different. You can connect to a subtler, a much more subtle energy, which exists in the universe without caffeine. Do I drink green tea? Yes, I do drink some green tea. So I'm not completely caffeine free, but there are subtle things that we do that may seem like nothing that make a huge, huge difference. So the messages again this week are, know that Gabriel is helping us with our throat chakra, our speaking, our writing, communicating, and the magician is telling us that we have opportunities totally available to us right now. Are we going to take them or not? Are we going to take them? And today, you know, the angels did say, you know, human beings, we think that there's another time. Yes, there can be. Absolutely. And mostly if we have the awareness that, you know, I could have done better, and then pray again for another opportunity. So I'm not going to say that they're not going to come around again. But if we live like that, there's always going to be a tomorrow. We live like we're never going to die. And the angels help us, remind us that in this life, in this one life here, we don't know. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We really don't. And when we wake up to that, we take action and we make better use of our time. We make better use of our time to speak with our family, speak with people we love, do some of those things that we know that would really fulfill us. If that means sitting, making some time to do some drawing or watercolors, or go visit a museum, or go skiing, find a way to go visit the mountains this winter. There's just so many things. And patience. Don't allow yourself to be swallowed up by desperation. Be honest about your desperation. It's all in the timing of the universe and God and the wills of other people, some of the things that we want. But if we learn to be patient and enjoy the process, we've already won the game. It really is about daily process more than the end result. All right, so right now I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to take calls for mini readings. So you can listen, watch me here on Instagram Live, but you're not going to hear the questions from the callers. Okay, so right now I have a caller, area code 111. What is your name and how can I help you today?
Hi, this is Jane. How are you doing?
Hi, Jane. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. Just to know, what message do my angels have for me?
Okay. So do you have a question, an area of your life that you're asking about? Because when you just asked...
Career.
Excuse me?
Career and relationships.
Okay, so this is a mini reading. So I'm not going to go take a lot of time. So you have a question about your career. Okay.
Yes.
So... And you said relationships. So what I'm hearing is this. In both areas, there's something that you want better or there's something you want different, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so the angels are asking, what actions have you been taking? Have you been taking any action?
Working on that.
So here's, if you've listened to my show, and I think you have because I saw your area code up there the whole time, you know, we want something, but the angels are not going to be like Amazon Prime. They're just not going to drop it off, you know, in front of our door. It's like you want something, and then the next step is what actions are you taking? Are you working right now?
I am.
Okay. So you want a different job or do you want a raise with where you're working?
Well, kind of both. I've been at the same job for a while. It's just that I'm not getting anywhere. And, you know, I know it's time for me to move on to something new.
Okay, beautiful. So it's time for you to move on. It sounds the same. You know, that. Can you notice it's the same energy with the relationship? You want something new. You're like, enough.
Yes.
You know, you're ready to move to the next level. So if with that, what the angels are saying, you're probably asking me, will I succeed? And I'm going to say yes, if you take the action. And the actions could be making a phone call, getting your resume out, just going ahead, and you have a job, so you have stability. So while you have that job, do the research. And that was a message from last week. Do more research. Just go ahead. You know, go ahead and make it happen. So you have free will, just like I do, like everybody does. So it's going to be a matter of you now following your heart. Your heart says, I'm not happy, and I would also like to be in a relationship. So to be in a relationship, you're going to have to be in places where you can be found or you can find another person. So that means going out, doing volunteer work, maybe being in a course. If you're invited to go somewhere to a party, show up. It's like as soon as you've made that prayer from your heart that I want to meet someone, I want a new job, angels and God have heard your request. It's only a matter of you paying attention. All right, what messages have you been receiving? All right, and I can also go ahead and tell you, yes, of course you're going to find a new relationship and a new job, if that's what you want. And in the amount of time will be up to you. and don't get into desperation. So it's a catch-22. You want to take actions, but you don't want to find yourself saying, when is it going to happen? Like, when is it going to happen? The one card that I pulled for you is change your life. Don't you love it? So you have Shamuel helping you. He's the finding angel. Shamuel helps you find things. And it says a sudden revelation that offers freedom. Break free of procrastination. Embrace the opportunities that change brings. So if it means signing up for online dating, if that works for you, some people it doesn't, then maybe you want to just be in places where you can meet new people. Like I said, it could be join a book club. You know, some of it sounds corny. Like when I met my husband back when I was 35, back then there was not a lot of online dating. I went to a very corny, healthy singles dances at the Limelight here in New York City, if you believe it or not. And was everybody healthy? Absolutely not. You know, but it kind of did round up a certain group of men that were a little different than if I just went into a regular bar, right? So here I was in a club scene, but it said healthy singles party. And I also took a course called Sex and Intimacy. You know, that came up in my aura. So I'll sign up for that. And it didn't cost me an arm and a leg, and I had the time. So I allowed the support to help me shape my project called Finding the Man That I Wanted to Marry. And I found him, and I gave myself in this class, had 10 classes. I said, I'm going to meet him by the 10th class, and I met him at number 7. That was in August of 88, and I got engaged in November, Thanksgiving, and then I got married the following June. So we can make our relationship a project just like a job, all right? So you have all the power. I drew this powerful card for you, change your life. It's a major arcana card, meaning you get a lot of power in making the change. It's really a matter of you knowing. It's not get it out of your head, where it's kind of not scary, but it becomes this obsession and desperate obsession, right? Get it out of your head. Write down what are the actions you could take in finding a new job. That's it.
Okay.
You know, and then the same thing with dating. Where could I go? Maybe I can join a running club, a walking club, a yoga class, some ballroom dancing class, something where you can, where that person can meet you and see you. So if I had not gone to this dance, which did I really want to go to a healthy single dance once a week? Absolutely not. Could I get anyone to go with me? Any girlfriends? Nobody wanted to go with me, right? So I said, if I want that thing, I got to be willing to go alone. And, you know, I knew I had to get out of my rut of the normal way of doing things. And my rut was to be safe, wait for somebody to come to me. You know, maybe you're doing that a little bit, waiting for the person to come to you with a new job. Or, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? And a lot of women or men can do that, waiting for that other person to come to them versus saying, I'm looking. I'm ready. I'm available. I'm a great person. I have something to offer. And can you see how it coincides with job and relationship? It's kind of the same. You have something great to offer. And now when you work on your self-confidence, which could be part of going to the gym, and there, that's where you may meet someone. You know, when you allow yourself to do your practices, that your energy, your vibration goes up. Positive vibration goes up, and that's going to attract the vibration of also the job and the person that you want. I can attest that when my vibration was low and I thought I was just, you know, the cutest thing in my 20s, but my vibration was low because my self-confidence was really not great. I was pretending. I met some interesting people, you know, and those relationships did not work. And I took jobs that were not who I really am, you know. So it really is. I think that our call, I'm going a little longer with you, can help a lot of people, because when we give up worrying about what people think, you know, even yourself, enjoy the process. That's what the angels are saying. And I see success. And pay attention to the number 16. I'm just putting that out to you because that's on the card. Wow. And just pay attention to that number. And Shamuel is your archangel right now. All right, my dear?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay. So the next caller is area code 412. What is your name and how can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi there. Hello? What is your name? Hi.
Pam.
Hi, Pam.
How are you?
I'm great. Do you have a question today?
Yes. I have had my condo for sale for mm-hmm. 6 months, and I decided to take it off the market but mm-hmm. because I want to move back to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Do the angels have any messages for me, whether I should change realtors or if it will sell or what I should do?
So you've had your house on the market and you want to take it off the market because?
Well, I'm because just wondering, it's been 6 months, if I should take it off for a month or two since it's the winter and then put it back up, if that would be a good idea or if I should change realtors.
Well, what I picked up before is that you should keep it on the market. And if you got the message about changing realtors, yes. Yes, change realtors. Because you notice how you had that, you had the inspiration that came to you, right? Just change realtors.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And I'm going to pull a card about that. So that's how simple it can work. We get the inspiration, which is the message. We get an idea and we can sit with it, or you consulted with me. You know, you can consult with someone. But basically, what would be stop you from doing those things? The fear of making a mistake, right? So if you really want to move to Pennsylvania and you really want to sell this house, if you listen to the first part of my show, you would just do everything you had to do in order to make it happen, right?
Right.
You would just keep moving forward. Keep moving. Because we could say it's winter time, and like the other caller, she could say, well, it's winter time if she is in where we are. It's winter time, so why should I go out and try to meet anybody? You know, it's too cold, right? Too cold to go out.
Mm.
Or you may be thinking nobody wants to look at a house in the winter. Well, maybe, maybe not. You know, people buy things all the time, right? So what I'm saying is just follow your bliss, which is the end result is that you want to move. You want to be in Pennsylvania. You want to move and you want to sell your house. So you keep feeding positive energy towards those things. So here I have here, the card for you is Three of Michael. Release the past. You will grow from this situation. Time heals all wounds. Is there any sadness about this selling the house? Because sometimes there is, you know, and releasing the past completely. Sometimes we have memories and emotions connected to a house or something we want to sell, but we're not, we're still holding on. So here Michael is saying, you're going to grow from this situation. It's all going to work out, but you have to completely release the past. And what does that look like? And at that time, we'll heal all wounds, if there's any emotional wounds that are connected to this scenario right now in your life, right? So you may have what's called energetic cords that are between you and this house, and we can ask Michael to cut all those cords. Now, you're going to always have the love, your memories of love, but we want to allow you not to be pulled to the past. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense because I'm here in South Carolina and I moved here from Pennsylvania to be with my brother who passed away with cancer, and he loved it here. Maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. Having had, you know, exactly. So when you have had someone die of cancer that you've taken care of and all that, it's all part of the energy. So what you can do is just in your own meditation and prayer, you could just, you can say thank you for the situation also. It's not a beautiful situation, but thank you for the situation where you got to truly be with your brother when he needed you and that you did your best and you know that he's in a better place now, and to let go, really just let go of that energy. It's not easy. but that's what is kind of in the way of you completely selling the house. Many times when people are having difficulty selling something that they own, it's because they still have energetic cords with that item. And as soon as they're able to, just all you need to do is say, Archangel Michael, God, please cut all cords from the past, and know that your love will always stay connected. You know, that cord of love will always be there. But it's time for you to, like, let go of the past completely. And again, the angel is saying, don't worry. Your memories of goodness and love and all that will always be with you. But in order to move to the new house and to the new part of your life, you can't carry it with you. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
That is what we're looking
sense.
At. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it,
all right.
It,
thank
you.
You
know, you'll have success with that. It's just take the time to do that bit of work. All right, my dear? All right.
Okay. Thank you so, so much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, so the next caller is area code 805. What is your name and how can I help you?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I just wanted to know if you had any angel messages for me for the new year. I'm not in a relationship and I'm not working, so things are kind of at standstill.
Okay.
I am getting out. I take classes. I go to the gym. So, yeah,
beautiful.
Trying to be active.
Okay. Very good. So we'll just ask the angels for a message for you. It's a new year message, and you're looking for work. And you're looking for a relationship, you know, kind of like a lot of people right now. But
yeah,
what I love,
so.
You're already in action and you know that you can't just wait for the, you know, UPS guy or the, you know, you can't just wait for someone to come to you. Not anymore.
Exactly.
Really pay attention to any other messages that they may give you. And especially even with dietary and nutrition. If you're getting any messages to change your diet, pay attention.
Oh, I have already. I'm on a very regimented diet. I only have salads, protein shakes, a lot of water. Oh, yeah, I'm very disciplined and structured with
beautiful.
That now. Yeah.
So what I have for you is Nine of Ariel, which is one of the best cards in this particular deck. And you have...
Wow.
You have Nine of Ariel, which says your dreams are fulfilled, hard work leads to great success, a love for the beautiful things in life. So you have this wonderful card that's going to help you with finances especially. So you may get the job first. And if anything, what the angels are saying, concentrate on getting the work first. Because, right? And it doesn't mean stop being friendly and stop going out, but make sure you have the foundation, which is your security, taken care of. And because sometimes when we go after two things simultaneously, not that it's confusing, it's just it will be more empowering for you to get your money situation handled first. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your confidence as a woman is going to be compromised if you're not working, the angels are saying.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can make the wrong decisions when we are not taking care of our root chakra, you know, that first chakra of our true strength, our true foundation, you know. And the angels are saying this, you know, getting another message. It's okay to find someone who could take care of you. If that's your energy, no
I would
problem.
Love that. I know. I'm 63
there's nothing
now.
Wrong with that. You know?
You know, maybe I'll someone retired because I'm
exactly
kind of retired. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone retired, a widower, you know, someone who would just love a great company. Maybe you're good at things that he's not good at. So you make a wonderful complementary relationship. And there's nothing wrong with that either. So it's not for all people, but for you, it may be fine. You know,
yeah,
so,
I think it would be fun.
Yeah. So just be clear about those two things. And you have this wonderful, you know, unicorns and rainbows. You can't, you know, get it better than that. Stay positive, which I feel that you're already doing. You're really, you know, congratulations that you're really taking care of yourself. You know that. And any actions that you're being guided to take with regards to work, take those actions. Take them. You know, if it is to call somebody you've been thinking about calling for research, to do research or to let them know that you're looking, you know, take those tiny actions. They can yield wonderful results. All right? The worst thing you could do is do nothing.
Oh, totally. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. So, well, I'm glad I spoke to you.
And for you, pay attention to the number 9, how that may show up for
you. Oh, you know, that's really funny that you say that, because I had a dream, and they called number 9, and I had the ticket that won, and then I won an elephant. Yeah, so there's something with 9. And then my mother's on the other side, and I had 2 dreams with her, 2 different nights where we are celebrating with such joy and happiness. So I think something's coming in, you know?
I love it. I don't. Yeah, yeah. So the number 9 is pay attention to February 9th. That's what I'm seeing. Pay attention to February 9th. And, this is not 9 like September. This is like soon. So you already know that, yeah. So beautiful that you already see that this number makes a huge difference for you. And, you know, you and I know that if someone's just listening to this conversation, we're not going to let a number dictate our life. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying we're focused, we take actions, and then we're in our awareness, we see the support of the universe, and that sustains us. You get great joy. If you have a dream and you have this thing about the numbers and all that, it just sustains you. Those are the ways the angel is speaking to you. So I see just great success with you. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm so glad I spoke to you this morning.
You're welcome. Thank
you
so much. Okay, my dear.
Appreciate
thank you for calling in. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right. So the next caller is area code 914. What is your name and how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Catherine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I'm wondering, I was really connected to what you were saying about Archangel Gabriel being with artists, and I've been knocking and knocking. So I was wondering if perhaps the message for me this week would be that finally, perhaps this is the week where I get that open door.
Okay. So what is, so you're an
in
artist,
terms of
Catherine?
Work.
In
yes.
terms of
yes.
work. So what kind of door, what are you talking about? Are you talking about getting a door, like getting into a gallery, or what are you talking about with the work, finding a new client? What is the door that you're talking about?
Yes. Yes. Of people taking on my project. Yes, exactly.
Okay. And when you said you've been doing it, you've been going after this for a long time, how long have you been doing that?
Oh, I started like maybe 8 years ago.
Okay. So in 8 years, I mean, have you been selling some work during that time?
Yes, I've had some collaborations that's worked out decently, yes.
Okay, so this is, you know, this is what the angels are, even before I take a card, this is what the angels are saying.
Yes.
I'm not much of a fortune teller, so I'm not going to say yes or no. I will pull a card on that. But this is the thing that I'm hearing from the angels. In my reading today for the week, it did say Gabriel helping us, helping artists, helping us know that we can use our communication skills. We can write. We can, you know, do you have a website? Do you have a blog? Are you on Instagram with your work? You know, are you doing any videos of yourself talking about your work? You know, so Gabriel is really giving us a big kick in the bottom to, like, go bananas with communicating. And then the last card is this. Patience. Don't get desperate. Take a look. If you're coming from desperation, like, I don't know if you need to take another job in order to pay your bills while you, you know, work your career, your love of making art. And sometimes we have to take... In order so that we don't become desperate, we may have to take another job. We may have to do something else. You know, I recommend this book that I'm reading right now called The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles by Stephen Pressfield. And what I want to share is this. Many of us as artists want, you know, 8 years is a long time to want a breakthrough. You know, it sounds like you want a breakthrough if you've been selling, yes, whatnot. But what the angels are saying is, one, don't give up. It may take 10 years. You know, it may take 20 years. All right? I'm going to pull a card, but I'm just sharing with you. If you get into the process and practice of loving your life today, doing the work because you love it and you would do it, I think you would do it even if no one paid you, you know, because you love it so much, right? You love it so much.
Yes, exactly.
But also, but you may need to, in order to be in the world of, to be seen and found, if there is anything else that you could do that you're not doing to be seen, it could be creating videos of you in your studio doing your work. It could be doing, you know, I think I'm making sense. Having a way to be more visible in the world is what you have to offer. Because it's a new world. Back in the day when I first started painting and showing my work, we were doing celluloid slides that we would take with a 35-millimeter camera, put the slides in a sheet, plastic sheet, and walk them or mail them to someplace, right? And it's a whole new world today. It's like digital. It's the internet. So will you find the direct connection to buyers and new clients and, you know, for exhibitions and sales? Yes and no. But your effort to break through any fear you have about being seen, any letting go of any bitterness or resentment that you may or may not have, you know, clearing yourself of that energy is just, the angels are saying, put yourself out there and in a way that you've never done before. That's what I'm hearing. Put yourself out there in a way that you've never done before. Now, I was at the Museum of Modern Art last week, and I was looking at some photographs with my husband, and this young, when he was 14, Stephen Shore, when he was 14 years old, he called the Museum of Modern Art, and he said he would like to be in their next show. He's 14. And there's a picture of his letter that he wrote on his typewriter. And so what happened was that he got a response. One of the questions was, where have you exhibited before? And he wrote down, nowhere yet. He's like a world-known photographer today, you know, in his 60s. But when he was 14, he had that kind of courage, right, and outrageousness.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time he was 15, he had his photographs in a magazine already.
Wow. You know?
So what the angels are saying to me to share with you is find something outrageous you could do for yourself. That's not going to harm anybody, of course. And here we have decision for you. Release yourself from that which holds you back. And need to detox, and the detox could be limited thinking, may not be alcohol or drugs, you know. But if there's anything that you're doing that may be making you more less confident, you want to stop it. And unnecessary worry based on a lack of self-confidence. So so we have I have Jophiel with you, and you can ask Jophiel to help release any lack of self-confidence. She's like a windshield wiper. She's going to wipe away so that you can see clearly who you are and what you have to offer. All right? So that's what I see for you. All right? Work on your self-confidence with Jophiel and do something that out of your character, something that would be just outrageous. And that energy is what I was getting to. It may not immediately give you that sale, but you're going to feel different, and it's going to ripple into the universe that you are, like, no kidding, sharing yourself, being yourself as an artist in the world, okay?
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have to end the show now. You're welcome.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in, and know, just pay attention to what you're guided to do, and then ask the angels to help you, ask Jophiel to help you so that you have the courage, confidence, and strength to move forward every day. All right?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
And
for you to pay attention to the number 15. That's interesting. Pay attention to the number 15. That's your number today.
Okay.
All right, my dear. I have to go.
You.
Okay, have a beautiful day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So if you're listening, you know, feel free to follow me on here in Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching, also on my website, to get free messages, free information to help support you to live your life with grace and ease. And again, thank you. Thank you for being here. It means a lot to me. And also, I will be doing some more free readings on Facebook Live. So I would really follow me there. So if you want to jump in or share that information with other people. It's been my pleasure to be here today. Barbara Calvano, as your host of Let's Ask the Angels, bless you. Have an incredible, incredible day. Bye-bye.